Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy. Julie, and I teach folks like you how to live a simple life. And there is nothing better than receiving a gift, especially if it's one that's given from the heart and wrapped in love. Have you ever dreamed of receiving a gift that made your heart swell with joy? A gift that spoke to your heart, one that you knew you would cherish for all times. Even if it meant you could only keep it for a short time and be asked to share it with others. This is a gift that meant down the line it would be returned to the giver. None of that matters. You still want it. It makes your eyes light up and your heart leap with joy. It's worth having. In your mind's eye, picture Mary riding across a dusty desert on the back of a donkey. Her arms are wrapped around her stomach, her mind contemplating the beautiful gift inside. A fierce love and protectiveness fills her heart. No matter what happens, she knows this gift she's carrying within her is worth it all. Have you ever had the anticipation of receiving a gift that is so precious to you? You can't wait to hold it, even if you know you can only have it for a little while. There is an immense feeling of joy waiting for the gift to be delivered. But you also know the tremendous responsibility you will have when it arrives. Now, consider Joseph. He was a man who loved God so much, he went against custom. He humbly and willingly became responsible for a gift so great, even though he knew the gift wasn't just his or his beloved wife's, but also belonged to whomever wanted it. Nothing else mattered to Joseph. He knew that this gift is worth having. Consider a father, one who stands before his son, knowing this precious gift of a child is about to head off to war, knowing that where he's going, there will be people who hate his child, people who are jealous of his child, people who plot, plan, and will finally succeed in killing his only child. Yet the father simply says, "I love you, son," as he watches him walk out the door. Take some time today to consider the true gift of Christmas. This gift is so wonderful that people are willing to receive it, knowing that it will have to be shared with others. You know it is so wonderful, you can do nothing else but love it, cherish it, share it. And as you consider that gift, take a moment to thank God for His supreme generosity. He is the one who gave us the ultimate gift. And celebrate Jesus because He is that gift. And He is the best gift we will ever receive. To all of you, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, filled with all the love God has to offer. After all, no gift we receive this year or any other will equal the gift we have already been given. If you want to learn more about the topic at hand or get a transcript for this episode, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com/podcast. That's the resource page for this podcast, and I have it set up by episodes to make things easier to find. To help you out, this is episode 38. If you have questions or just want to stop in for a visit, you can do that through email at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting on the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.